I just wanted to raise awareness that we had a 100-day challenge for rural homelessness. It wrapped up in August 1st, 2023. During that challenge, we were able to identify 50 individuals in Mercer County that were homeless. Through this challenge, we collaborated with several different agencies, Project Now, Mercer County Better Together, Mercer County Family Crisis Center, Genesis Medical Center, and several others, the Housing Authority as well, to help serve these individuals and try to get them into stable housing. We were able to stably house 30 individuals. 16 of those individuals were housed quickly within the first 45 days, which we know those that work in the housing realm know that that can be a struggle. Sometimes you're waiting months for something to open up that you can afford. So one of our focuses was to try to do it quickly. And we had 12 organizations working together to kind of make this possible. We still know that there is a huge gap in what is available in Mercer County that we, our clients would determine is affordable. So just raising awareness and trying to bring that to light that we need more affordable housing options and that not everyone in the community is stably housed.
So that's what, long story short, raising awareness and bringing attention to it. Now, some people may not understand what the definition of homelessness is. Can you define or quantify what that is? Because it looks a little bit different, right?
Yes, for sure. There's a lot of different definitions for homelessness. There's a federal definition, a state definition, and then some agencies have specific definitions. So certain funding sources go off of certain definitions. We know in like cities and more urban communities, you see a typical vision of homelessness as like sleeping under a bridge and that kind of thing. We certainly have had people who've reported that they slept under a bridge, but in rural areas it can look different. They can be couch surfing, they can be sleeping in a car, sleeping in a tent, camping at a campsite, you know, and it's a permanent solution for them. It's not just I'm on vacation camping by the river, that's where they live. Living in garages without running water, without heat. So, but it is a challenge with different definitions and finding the funding and being able to support the clients that we're serving.
So you're bringing attention and awareness to it. Is there kind of then, it's an ongoing process, but are there a couple of initial next steps you're looking at with this?
Yeah, so we're looking at different funding opportunities for emergency housing specifically. In past years, we've been able to raise some money through some Walmart community grants to be able to help people get housed in the short term, such as hotel stays, until they can get more stably housed. We know that's not like a long-term solution, but there is no homeless shelter in Mercer County. So we have to do what we can to help those individuals in a way that's feasible. We do have Mercer County Better Together and Mercer Foundation for Health are working towards some other grant opportunities for emergency housing money, and we're always looking for different options. Project Now is one of the leads on distributing housing money in Mercer County, so we want to keep that partnership going as well.